Hello, and welcome to the 9th episode of Cryptids, Folklore, or More, a podcast where we dissect cryptid cases and decide whether we think they are purely folklore or more. As always, we've got a very interesting topic for the audience in this episode, a real onion of a case, whereas I kept peeling its layers, I found myself growing less skeptical of the possibility that there may be some truth to it. On this episode, we are going to be discussing the possibility that a population of large cats resides in the wilds of the United Kingdom. And when we say large, also, we aren't kidding around either. Sorry, had to make that pun. I'm sure some viewers may be asking themselves, so what? I've seen fairly large cats at my local zoo. Yes, large cats such as lions and Bengal tigers are known to exist in Africa and Asia, but they certainly would be out of place in the UK, a place where the largest confirmed land predator is only the European badger, an animal that only weighs around 25 pounds and is only about 3 to 4 feet in length. The creatures described in the cases we are going to talk about today would likely eat one for lunch. So seeing as the UK isn't particularly known for its large land animals, how are people claiming to see such large wild felines running around? Is there any concrete evidence to suggest they may be out there? And if so, did they first evolve in the region, or were they introduced to it in recent history? All questions we will try to answer and more later in the episode. So, before we dive headfirst into some of the most significant cases of British big cats, first, let's establish a bit of a timeline of public awareness of them within the cultural zeitgeist of the United Kingdom. Throughout the centuries, stories of large cats have sporadically appeared in British folktales, but these were more seen as fiction rather than the truth. Where the big cat lore really kicks into overdrive is in the mid-20th century going forward. Sightings are quite numerous. In 2006, BBC Wildlife magazine ranked the top 10 counties or regions in Great Britain by the number of reported big cat sightings between April 2004 and July 2005. The numbers range from Leicestershire in the 10th spot with 89 sightings, to Devon in the top spot with 676 sightings. So, what's going on here? Quite large numbers to simply just be a hoax. So, let's talk about now some of the most significant and notable cases, starting with arguably the most reputable case, that being the Beast of Exmoor. The Beast of Exmoor is arguably the most famous case of a phantom cat to have come out of the UK. Exmoor is a national park characterized by hills and open fields located in the southwestern portion of the United Kingdom, spread out into West Somerset and North Devon counties. It's a great place for individuals to go on a nice scenic hike.
Absolutely. Reports of the Beast Exmoor, a large cat-like creature, supposedly skulking its way through the region, started to arise in the 1970s. Descriptions of it re-encountered a creature akin to either a puma or a panther sporting either a black or dark gray coat of fur. Some Googling gave me size estimation for it as being between 1 and 2 meters, which would be roughly in line with that of pumas, which can grow to around 2.4 meters in adult males, when measured from nose to tail. After this initial wave of sightings in the 70s, the beast would attain expanding prominence in the early 1980s, specifically 1983. In this year, the supposed beast would be blamed for significant losses in the area's livestock population, specifically sheep. A local farmer by the name of Eric Lay would attribute the loss of 100 of his sheep or the span of 3 months to the Beast of Exmoor, by saying that among the dead sheep, many had suffered injuries to the throat that implied that they had been inflicted by some other creature.
This catapulted the creature to national attention, leading some news outlets to even offer financial rewards for footage, and the government even got involved by having the Ministry of Defense dispatch Royal Marine snipers on a hunt for the creature. Pretty wild. Despite these efforts, the beast eluded capture, and the government search would be called off after a few days. After the whole debacle, sightings of the creature would continue to persist, but would eventually begin to slow down, possibly hinting at the possibility that the elusive feline might have passed away, had it been real in the first place. According to BigCatRescue.org, a large cat, like a panther, for example, has a lifespan of 12 to 15 years in the wild. In 2006, it was reported that a Devon farmer had discovered a skull in the area that seemed unusually large. Analysis of the skull by the British Big Cat Society concluded it was in line with that of a puma. Gotta wonder if they had a bit of a bias, considering they are the British Big Cat Society after all. A few years after, in 2009, the mangled carcass of an animal was washed up on a beach in North Devon that displayed menacing teeth, exciting believers, but further analysis in this case would conclude it was only a seal. Overall, this case was quite an exciting roller coaster that kind of gave me the vibe of a Hollywood creature feature like Jaws. It has not been common on this show so far to see the military go after a cryptid, and that move certainly surprised me. Do I think it was out there, though? Well, I will discuss that towards the end of the episode with some justification, but in the meantime, let's move on to another ABC case, ABC being an acronym for Alien Big Cat, one of the names given to describe the subjects of these cases. A more recent case would be the Wild Cat of Woodchester, as it's been dubbed. Woodchester Park is located in Gloucestershire, a town in southwest England. It's a scenic natural spot exhibiting grasslands, forested areas, and lakes. In 2012, there was a spat of deer killings reported in the area that seemed just a little bit unusual. In an article published by The Guardian chronicling the event, a walker had stumbled across a deer carcass that appeared to have been violently attacked, showing what appeared to be a predatory slash on its neck, which is characteristic behavior of large cats when killing prey. Prior to this, the area was no stranger to stories of big cat sightings. According to local police statistics, Gloucestershire had 75 reports between the years of 2005 and 2011 of big cat activity. Believing this deer attack to potentially be the work of a feline, DNA was sent for study at Warwick University, which concluded that it was not cat DNA, but likely that of a fox. Of course, DNA in this case, disproving this deer attack as the work of a cat, doesn't change the fact that many in the area, as in many others of the UK, have reported to see large cats. But don't get discouraged, British Big Cat believers, as during the process of writing this episode, some major news came out regarding the possibility that large felines do actually roam the wild environments of the UK. This part I'm excited to talk about because it's some real concrete evidence, which has been rare in this show, by the way. In May 2024, researchers had the first positive identification of big cat DNA on a carcass found in October 2023 in Cumbria in northwest England by a resident of the area. The story of the DNA find was reported by the BBC among other news outlets. The DNA points to a cat likely in the Panthera genus, which in layman's terms means it was most likely a leopard. In addition to this DNA finding, the resident who found the carcass reported finding it still fresh and disturbing the predator who had been feasting on it. According to the resident named Sharon Larkin Snowden, it had the appearance of a large black cat when it ran away. Wild leopards are not officially a species known to inhabit the UK. As a matter of fact, they are known to exist in the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia. But this evidence certainly points to the possibility that there may be a wild big cat population in the UK that is not only living there, but also reproducing and thriving, as stories of large cats in the region have spanned decades at this point. Large black cats tend to be the most common physical description that's given in these sightings. And that leads us to the theories and our thoughts on the case. Those were just a few examples of the big cat lore coming out of the UK, as there are just so many sightings, which makes me personally think that there may actually be truth to this case, and I would have to lean towards being a believer in the existence of big cats in the UK. I would say the recent DNA evidence pushed me into that direction, but with some reservations. For one, I personally do not believe these animals originally evolved in the UK and have always been there. And that leads to an interesting event that many proponents of big cats in the UK point to as the match that lit the flames for such a species to arise in this part of the world. In 1976, the UK legal system passed into law the Dangerous Wild Animals Act, a law that made it much more difficult for exotic pet owners to keep their pets without applying for a license, which was seen as a growing trend in the UK in the 1960s and 70s, that trend being exotic animal ownership, and was considered a potential hazard to public safety. Within the text of this law, it even listed the specific types of species scheduled as being dangerous. In this list, larger felidae is written, which is basically just a fancy term for large cats. Many believe owners of such animals, not wanting to deal with the legal ramifications, released them into the wild, and thus the seed was planted for such a population to grow. I'm sure if this is the case, the owners thought they would probably just perish and likely underestimated the adaptability of them and the disruptive effect that they would have on the natural order of the UK's wilds. Since evidence points to these animals having come upon the opportunity to breed and prosper, then at this point, they would be considered a native species to the UK if they are still out there. I use the word if, because solid concrete proof in the form of a photo or video has still never really come out, though there are some low-quality amateur photos and videos around the internet. So I can't say I believe in it without a shadow of a doubt, but it's certainly interesting and warrants further exploration. British big cats have certainly put their stamp on the UK, as there have been books and even documentaries published on the subject. This case is a bit more grounded compared to some of the other stuff that we've discussed on the show. We know that big cats are a reality, but what the heck are they supposedly doing in Britain is the real mystery here. I think it's a cool case. Also, as a humorous aside, black cats can be highly sneaky, you know? Megan has one, and I've had her startle me on a few occasions when she went by my feet or behind my head without me noticing first. Look out for her as the thumbnail model for this episode. Megan, what do you think about the British big cats?
I thought that the high number of reports and sightings of large black cat-like creatures across southwestern United Kingdom is compelling enough to make me think that something is definitely out there. Some skeptics may question these claims as a hoax or more scientific evidence. I think this case certainly had a narrative to it, with a possibly unique case in effect with the passage of that law. And when he brought up the recent DNA evidence, that certainly swung me to have to also believe it. The idea of big cats is as far out there as something like a frogman, but it's still fascinating to think about how a creature such as black leopard that originates from the jungles of Asia can adapt itself to a total new environment in the UK.
Yes, so that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Cryptids, Folklore, or More. Thank you to all the listeners, new and old. As always, you can contact the podcast with feedback or suggestions at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That's all still one word. Also, we do have an Instagram page as well now with the name of the podcast, and there is also the Facebook page, which is kind of like the website, which I'm thinking we may start to put out polls on at some point to potentially let viewers vote for an episode topic. So make sure to follow. Again, thanks for listening to this episode, and of course, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.